This is a News 1130 special report.
Our red-hot housing market is now pitting one generation against the other. An article in McLean's magazine states BC boomers have lost their moral authority to judge millennials.
And joining us live on the line this hour is the author of that piece, Stephen Price. Hello there, Stephen.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
It goes pretty good. First question, then, real simple one. Why have BC boomers lost their moral authority to judge millennials?
Well, it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek thing, but it comes down to the fact that last week we had the BC assessments come out. They said housing property prices went way up, and nearly instantly the province responded to those concerned about that, largely in the senior generation, who said, oh, well, suddenly now I won't get a $570 tax subsidy because I don't qualify anymore. You have to lift the subsidy to save me from that that horrible fate. Whereas the younger generation has been asking for things like support with their student loans and things like that to no avail. So on the one hand, you have an instant response from government due from entitlements. And on the other hand, you have another form of entitlement for sure from the young people and no response.
And why do you think millennials have gotten such a bad reputation? Is this a generational gap or is there more to it?
I think it's classic. You can go back to Plato and find, the younger kids don't know what they're talking about these days kind of story. So I was really hoping to take a lens to the policy and the poor policy around housing, but knit in that sort of intergenerational piece, because every time a boomer sells to a millennial, that means that millennial has a huge crushing debt. So the run-up, the windfall on the boomer's side is basically going to saddle that millennial with debt for their entire lives. Probably they can't even pay it back. We have the narrative of foreign investors coming in, and that's certainly a big factor in the market, and you can't solve the problem without solving that issue, because we can't compete against global capital for our housing. But on the other side, we also have to question, well, what really is happening economically, and what are the long-term consequences every time somebody takes on that level of debt to try to get into adequate housing?
Now, in the piece, you talk about two British Columbias, to paraphrase you. There's one that keeps seniors in homes that they can't afford. The other that asks millennials to lower their expectations when it comes to wages and housing. Do you see that changing at all?
If we vote as millennials, then yes. The thing is I've been engaged in politics, and the people you pay attention to are the people who vote, the people who volunteer, and the people who donate. You can have good policy, but the good policy also has to be popular policy. And what I see in the province is I see very populist approach, both on the NDP side of the House and the Liberal side, both really supported increasing the ceiling from $1.2 million for a subsidy for your housing or your property taxes to $1.6 million. Neither said anything against it. And so the only way we're going to get the kind of change that would be rational in this case is to get young people engaged in voting. And that's a bigger topic than my article, for sure.
And you start to mention some of those changes. What would you like to see happen?
First of all, I'd like to see the elimination of the property tax subsidy. There's another program that gives you an inexpensive loan. There's an option for young families, and there's an option for seniors. That should really cover any sort of need that we need to keep those seniors in the home. But when we're designing those policies, we also need to realize that if we're creating a policy that asks the question, how do we keep seniors in their homes, rather than asking the question is, how do we provide adequate housing for seniors? We kind of asked the wrong question. We said, okay, well, we want to keep people in their preferred homes and not what they need. And government isn't about really providing what your preference is. It's about providing needs where we can't meet them with the market. And that's where I'd like to see policy thinkers and politicians focus their efforts on retuning the policies they've got now.
All right, let's leave it there. Thank you so much. That was McLean's magazine contributor, Stephen Price, talking about his piece, BC Boomers Have Lost Their Moral Authority to Judge Millennials.